Well, Eid, happy birthday to you.
Thanks, buddy.
I know you went out and got a cake for yourself.
Yeah, I was actually very sad.
So
took it home to the, yep, there it is.
Here's our cake.
There's the cake
I got.
The
candles are, oh.
There you go. Here, we'll just,
wow.
Go ahead. I'll just move that.
We don't need this guy.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to hurry up?
You're not going to sing me happy birthday?
We have zero time for this.
What do you mean?
We have sports to get to. Come on. It's your 29th birthday. It's not even your 30th. It's just another year in the books. Hurry up.
Can I at least make a wish?
Sure.
One thing I would really wish for is, you know, maybe we don't have to talk about sports.
See, the Warriors won last night?
I'm making a wish, dude. Please.
The Warriors are... We're going up to the championship. I can't wait.
There's so much more to the world than just sports. I want to talk about, like, Ice Spice.
Pirates are the first to 20 wins? Just crazy.
Or how my ass is so fat.
Dang, man.
Please, please.
Dylan Brooks. Shanghai Sharks.
Start. I'm trying to make a wish, dude. Whoever's out there, birthday god or Allah, I don't know. Please make this wish come true.
What'd you wish for? Warriors? Warriors.
Don't worry about it, man.
Okay. Anyways, sports, baby. Let's get this thing going.
Hey, welcome to episode 34. Big
34.
Big B-Day episode.
Is the fire alarm going to go off in here? Do we have a fire? Do they care about us?
No, I don't think so.
I think they want us to burn.
This is why we shoot in the basement.
Yes. We're in Noel's basement.
Episode 34.
Happy birthday, Waleed.
Thank you, man.
I love you.
Whoa.
Thank you so much for doing the sports podcast with me. Thanks for doing 50 episodes. You signed the contract. We signed the contract. You signed up for this show. And I'm so excited to talk sports for another, in my head, math is happening. And that is the number I'm going to say.
So I have two birthday wishes.
Okay.
I made one over there, right?
Yep.
That I won't tell you.
Okay.
But there is another birthday wish that I will tell you. I will tell everybody else.
Ooh.
It's kind of sensitive. Kind of embarrassed, you know?
It's okay.
I know you're not supposed to tell your birthday wishes.
Well, your haircut's clearly visible.
Oh, thank you. Damn, bro. What the hell is that? Guys, my only birthday wish from you and the Muhammad Army is to go ahead and like this episode. Be sure to
That's
leave a comment.
That's sensitive information.
Yeah. Rate this episode 5 stars wherever you listen to podcasts too.
We hit the 507 likes. Do you want 508?
Nah, man. It's my G-Day episode, man. Run it.
What is G-Day?
Your B-Day.
What is it G?
It's like, if you're, you know, it's your fucking...
I'm 30. I don't get this.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, dude.
What is this?
Don't worry about it. Listen, just slam the
good
goddamn...
Good day.
Slam the goddamn like button, all right? It's my B-Day. It's all I could ask for. You don't have to give me a gift. You don't have to send me money or anything. No. You got me a gift?
I got you a gift.
Oh, shit.
It's a great gift. From all of us. Mainly me. I don't know how hard this is going to be for you to open up.
No, I got it.
You could set the mic down.
No. I want to make sure everybody hears my excitement.
For your G-Day?
For my G-Day, man. Okay.
For the audio listeners, it's a long tube, penis-shaped. Waleed is digging in, opening up the 7-incher.
Whoa!
Yeah, man.
No, hold
it's
this
never
up.
Gonna leave you, Waleed. It's never gonna leave you.
What the fuck is this? Oh god, I hate you so much. I hate this.
That's right, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Waleed is officially part of the Bay.
It's the goddamn map of Sacramento County.
That's right. Never forget where you came from, Waleed.
God damn it.
These people love you in Sacramento.
No, they don't. They hate me. Yeah. Bay Area.
Pick out where you're going to live. This is your new home.
Well, how far is the bay from here?
Oh, you're in it.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah, the whole map is the bay.
Why is it like an old town?
That's Sacktown, baby. Westerns. Sacktown is historic.
I got to represent my Sacktown.
Yep.
I love the capital
of California.
I do love the bay.
There you go.
Official map of Sacramento County.
Are you going to hang this up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to hang it up as soon as I get...
That's your present.
As soon as I get home, I'm hanging this up ASAP.
You know that you started this.
I know.
And now you're officially part of Sacramento, and people love you.
No, they don't. They hate me. I'm telling you.
You're allowed to, now that you have a map, you're allowed to go.
The map's not going to change it. In fact, the map's going to make it even worse when I say Sacramento's
the game. You walk around with this scroll of a map. Where is the Warriors-Kings game?
Does anyone? Oh, there's the beam.
To the beam.
To the beam. Dude, I can't believe you almost died last night.
How did I almost die?
From death by kebab?
Oh, dude. Guys, I went to Waleed's family birthday party.
That's right.
Down in Irvine. Address is... I forgot it.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, I was down there and the stereotypes of, you know...
Stereotype?
What?
So what the hell, dude? A stereotype?
What?
What is that supposed to mean?
You know, like the stereotypes of grandparents overfeeding you the Middle Eastern way.
Right.
A fair stereotype?
Not grandparents. It's a cultural thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
The stereocultural type.
There you go.
Your dad was down
there. Stepdad.
Okay. Sometimes I was thinking about this before. Like, I should have asked you, should I stepdad or dad? But it's your
dad. Here's the thing. One time I did call him dad.
Cried?
Yeah. But I was like,
Oh. Dude, that's so sad.
I still call him dad.
Yeah.
Well, but legally stepdad.
I'll call him stepdad.
I call him stepzaddy, if you know what I mean, man.
You fuck your dad?
No.
Yeah. Anyways, I was over at your family's house, and
that's right.
Your dad or stepdad was absolutely just slaying it on the grill.
On the grill,
making
it down.
Some kebabs. I get the first round of kebabs, rice, salad, bread, everything, kebab meat. Very good. He comes out and says, what's the scale of out of 10 of the kebab?
How does everyone like the bob?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's a 10. It's great.
Uh-oh.
Comes out for round 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 rounds. He gives me 8 rounds of kebab.
You counted?
Yes. And your mom came out and cleaned up the area or whatever. She took my plate away 3 times. Each time your stepdad came out, I was like, oh, I don't have a plate. Sorry, can't eat.
Oops, I don't know where my plate is.
Can't eat the kebabs. He goes, oh, don't worry. Waleed, get him another plate. Come get him another plate. Waleed dishes me another plate 3 times in a row. Meat. Dude, I ended up just lifting up my shirt and showing your stepdad. I was like, I literally can't fit any more food in my stomach.
Dude, why are you flashing my stepdad?
I just wanted to show him, like, the food was so good, but I literally, like, he was force-feeding me. He wanted me to die.
Were you scared?
He wanted me to die.
No, he doesn't want you to die. It's a cultural thing to go over.
I didn't eat breakfast this morning.
Dude, if you don't eat the food that comes out of his hand, you might as well slap him in the face.
I wish I did.
Oh, Jesus.
I wish I slapped your stepdad. He was looking at me from around the corner of the grill, making sure that I was eating. And I saw him looking at me, and I pointed at him, and he goes, nodding his head. Yes.
What if he grabbed you? Hey, Zach, we got a new jacuzzi. It's the shape of a kettle. Do you want
to
sit?
Oh, he's trying to plump me up? Your dad is a witch?
No. What the fuck?
I didn't know where you were going with that.
He wants to put you in the jacuzzi.
But it was a good time. What was your favorite present? You were still like a little kid.
Yeah, my favorite present was my mom got me my mom got me this many. No, I got some aloe clothes. That was cool.
Tots is telling me those clothes go for like $90.
Yeah, they're expensive and they're mad cozy.
And your mom got you like 8 things of that.
I know, man. She's a baller, man.
That's insane, bro.
I know. It was sick.
And you didn't wear any. Well, the only new shit you wore is your white.
I'm retiring the black Air Forces now. I know everyone's very excited. Everyone's like, oh, God, Waleed with the black Air Forces. I'm a changed man now. I grew up.
What's the grandpa shoes that are the white ones that have like the Tommy Hilfiger style logo on them?
What the hell? Who are you to talk about shoes?
What?
What are you wearing?
Oh, I'm wearing my typical Adidas.
From high school?
My dripped ones, yep.
The same
dude,
ones
I'm 30 years old, bro. I like all this is high school clothes. All of this.
Yeah, we know, dude.
Boxers.
Ew.
Sweatshirt. Everything. I got holes in them.
Jesus. No, my favorite gift was my nephew's birthday card. And it was just scribbles.
You cried.
And I cried because I don't. He was probably saying some shit.
Oh, he was saying some emotional
Yeah, he was
stuff.
Saying some emotional. He's probably talking shit, and I had no idea.
He loves you.
Yeah.
But he also was just swinging a knife around the whole party.
It was a plastic knife.
A little sketch.
I know, dude. I'm a little scared.
And you as a kid, not the most innocent
child. I didn't do anything.
Child.
I didn't do anything bad as a kid.
You were probably the knife guy kind of kid.
Knife guy?
Yeah.
No, dude. I was a good kid. I was sweet. I was shy all the time. I did play with rats. Anyways.
You played with rats?
Yeah. Well, like, my dad used to own bodegas. And
In Jersey.
And we used to have, you know, rats. It was up in New York, whatever, you know. And I remember I used to feed them french fries and shit. Just make the things worse.
Plump them up.
Yeah, exactly.
You wanted them to die.
It was a cultural thing. Hey, you're in my house.
You're going to die.
You're going to eat.
Well, I'm about to cough because I'm fucking sick again.
Yeah, dude. How are you sick? You were sick like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
I'm going to die, dude. Like, jokes aside, like kebab dad jokes aside, I'm going to die.
Dude, how'd you get sick this time?
I have no idea. Oh, I went to San Diego like the last episode. I talked about that. Came back, I started feeling a little sick, and I was like, I was mentally...
What did you do in San Diego? You licked the floor or some shit?
Yeah. Everyone's armpits. Oh. Everyone asking for a drink. I would just sneak up.
Take a sip of their drink.
Quick, no, their armpits.
Oh, ew.
Quick slurps of armpits, but I don't know, dude. So I looked it up, and you sent me a link that I may have AIDS.
Oh. I said that as a joke. I didn't actually think...
You sent me something that, like... You sent me a link saying that COVID can deplete your white blood cell count, but it also could be signs of AIDS or something like that. And I was like, which way are you going with this? Like,
I don't know. Just go get tested or some shit.
I don't know. People in the comments, is this the hottest that I'll probably ever sound? Like, audio listeners are probably like, this guy.
No, they probably turned it off by now.
Foul tip, episode 34.
No, we're actually
going
to change your voice after this into AI to make you sound like Michael Jackson.
Who has the hottest voice in TMG Network? Like, if you were to close your eyes and want a podcaster to talk you to sleep.
I would have to go with...
I think I would go Connor. I think Connor has a really good podcast voice.
Nah, I like Emil.
Ooh.
Yeah.
His little nose.
Because I could also imagine him speaking into the mic and his juicy, moist...
That's sick. Are you going to send a video?
Oh, shit.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
Hey! You didn't hear anything. You didn't hear anything that we were talking about.
I was hard to drop in unannounced.
Me Kenyon also has a very sexy voice.
Yeah,
and
right.
I don't know if you heard any of that we were talking about. But hey, welcome to Foul Tip. Thank you, ladies, very much for joining us.
Guys, what's up?
Very nice of you. We have a surprise for our Foul Tip listeners. In episode 2 of Stretch and Fade,
that's right.
I believe it was. Meat Canyon Hunter was talking about his mother having a podcast that was very secretive, and he didn't want to say the name of it. But ladies and gentlemen, we found them. We are bringing them to light, even though they're already in the light. They're in the pickleball world, and they are crushing it. But thank you, ladies. If you don't mind introducing yourselves to our listeners and what you
hey,
ladies
what's
do.
What's up? I'm Lori. I'm Missy.
And we are pissed and pickled.
Damn.
I felt like we were just on Shark Tank.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Did you play pickleball today already? Or what's the day in the life of pickleballers?
Not today. We haven't played because Missy has like a real job.
I have a freaking job. So
that she skated out of to come do this real fast. So
gosh.
No, we usually play like, I don't know, every night in leagues and stuff if it's nice out. And if it's not nice out, maybe some places inside.
Nice.
And so do you guys play?
No, we don't play at all.
We're here to learn.
Yeah,
honestly.
We're here to learn.
Okay. Well, we are here to teach.
Well, please. Can you explain to me what is pickleball? Because it's not like tennis, right? It's a lot. I think it's better than tennis.
Yeah, we got some word that tennis versus pickleball actually don't like each other very much. Is that right?
No, tennis people are kind of pricks to pickleball people.
We don't like tennis people.
We don't like them either.
I love it.
But it's kind of like a combination, like you're standing on a court, picture it as a ping pong table. Right. So it's kind of like ping pong. Badminton with a little bit of tennis.
Okay.
With a plastic ball, like just happen to have a visual for
just
you.
Just happen to have that right now.
Perfect.
A ball like this with holes in right. it.
Yeah.
And a little paddle. Well, right there. There's one over there. Anyway, it's called a paddle, not a racket.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know they're plastic and.
Ta-da.
You play.
I love that. Guys.
Doubles, whatever. A lot less running than tennis. It's just really fun, and it used to be like an old. person's sport, like older than us.
Yeah. If you can, hard to believe.
If you can imagine that.
No.
I thought you guys were 20.
Yeah, you guys look like
now
you're...
Now it's like young generation, people are getting brain.
Very strategic game, actually. Very strategic. Just to put a spin on it, you know. It's way more than you would think. We would challenge you guys to a game, even.
Yes, we would. Oh,
you guys would kick our asses for sure.
Yes, we would.
That's why we would challenge you to a game.
Oh, got it.
We have to play people we can beat only.
And I feel like the last year and a half, it just became so popular. Was there like a specific moment, or was there like a catalyst of why pickleball became so popular?
You know, I really don't know. It is deemed the fastest growing sport in America. As Hunter made fun of us for saying that. Yeah. I think it just kind of caught on during pandemic, really. And people were, that was something they could go do. And it just kind of caught on. And now there's pro teams and, you know, Tom Brady's buying a team and Breeze is buying a team. And
it's pretty spicy.
Patrick Mahomes has bought a team. I think we're going to buy a team if we can pull our money together.
Gonna buy a team.
Do you guys think they're more than like $200?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
We might. We're thinking about it.
Maybe Hunter will loan us a couple bucks. Well, Hunter should buy a team.
Yeah, Hunter should buy a team.
We'll throw in with you guys. We don't have much money, but.
Fantastic. And we'll draft our own players.
Hey, and thanks for giving a shout out to my little guy. He's a big fan of Foul Tip. So,
oh, nice.
That little
I'm sure he needs all the shout outs. He's really struggling on YouTube and not doing very well.
You know, the help he can get.
Yeah.
Constantly ask me, oh, I'm like, do your own thing, son.
It's Hunter again. Block his call. He's going to want some of our editing techniques.
Always something. I'm happy to help the little guy anytime.
We're happy to help as well. Do you watch your son's content on YouTube, or are you obviously you're a fan?
Are you kidding? She'll call me like as soon as it drops, it's 3 a.m. Hey, have you watched Hunter's latest thing? It's so hilarious.
It's so awesome. I love that. My mom, so I make content on social as well, not as big as me, Kay, but every time I post a video, my mom's like, oh, that one was a little gross for me to listen to. I was like, okay, mom, like, you know what kind of stuff I make.
God.
Yeah.
But if I didn't watch anything gross, I would watch nothing.
There you
that go. That's
how we roll.
Your mom, does your mom like your content?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Your mom is not a fan.
Not at all. And so
I heard your mom. Yeah. You have issues with his mom a little bit.
Yeah.
Or maybe you made her cry a few times.
I did make her cry a few times.
Yeah.
Yes. I went out and smoked one time with Waleed.
On 420.
Yes. On 420. And Waleed's mom found out about it. She smelt it on us and she cried.
Yeah.
And now
she was so sad.
Now I'm never allowed back.
Well, now she does edibles and stuff. So
she's cool, mom.
Mother's Day is coming up. I would get her a big nice bouquet.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the reminder.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for the reminder.
Man.
Oh, shoot.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah. And now, so all these celebrities are coming into pickleball. Do you guys feel a type of way at all? Like Jamie Foxx has his own paddles now, right?
Oh God, yeah, absolutely. They're all hopping on the bandwagon, and a lot of the pro players have so many brand deals now.
Yeah,
and heck, we've even gotten some.
That's awesome.
As we are,
I was gonna say I saw the
fat tire. Yeah, Fat Tire beer. Yeah. It's yummy.
It is pretty good.
So they're all hopping on the bandwagon. But I think the biggest thing right now is they're buying teams and they're making money off these teams. And the draft of it is so unorthodox. Like they'll draft these players. There's really no contract. They can let you go tomorrow or they can trade you tomorrow. And then in a few weeks, they do it all over again.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You never know where you're going to be.
You can play, in Columbus one day and Dallas, that team the next day, or, there's really no contracts or any parameters now. I think there will be.
On the Pickled and Pissed Instagram, you guys went to like the Champions. There's like some tournament or something that you guys just
US
went to.
Open. Yeah.
Oh,
US
nice.
Open.
Oh, jeez. I thought it was like an actual pickleball like championship kind
it
of.
It is though, right?
I thought the US Open was tennis.
It was.
Oh, I was thinking US Open like tennis. Like
no,
it's like that, but it's US Open for pickleball.
Got it. News to me.
They had 35,000 people in attendance.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's more than a Royals all season.
That is very true. Are you ladies in Missouri?
We are. We're in Kansas City.
Got it. Very nice. So,
Chiefs fans.
How is the audience or the fans of tennis versus pickleball? Like, do they get more drunk for pickleball, or like, is it more loose?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah.
That's initially why my friends and I got into pickleball because you could play pickleball and have a beer or a cocktail.
Yeah, there's actually...
You're still getting exercise. It was a win-win. Yeah,
there's actually tournaments called a can-in-hand tournament.
Oh,
that's sick.
With a can in your hand.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
We're really good at that.
Yeah.
Where are you guys ranked? Are you guys in a league? Are you
guys
there?
Oof.
Wally, why would you ask that question?
Pretty high.
Yeah, we're pretty high.
Yeah, we're not sure of our exact ranking yet at this time.
And the that whole thing is changing too. It changes every day.
Got it. Yeah, you guys are on your own ranking.
Better every day, so you know we're on Atlanta.
Just in it for fun.
You're in your own league. I love that. Yeah, but
we kind of are in our own league.
We really are. But yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you.
I keep seeing this one rule of pickleball where are you allowed to talk like as the player is hitting it or something like that? Because I saw like there was a fault or something that he yelled or something or made a grunt noise or like.
No, just can't throw out the F bomb a lot. You can throw out a shit or damn or yeah.
Well, penalties like in the professional matches if you throw that out.
A warning.
Okay.
But no, it's getting crazier the more, you know, like Fat Tire sponsored the US Open, the beer garden. And so people were pretty hammered. And they get pretty loud and obnoxious towards the end of the day.
This sounds.
He says anything.
Yeah, it's so a good time. The players love it. The more, you know.
This sounds way cooler than tennis.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, way cooler. Way cooler. Yeah.
I'm like fully convinced now.
Who are some pickleball athletes that we should look into and follow?
I feel like you should look up Paris Todd.
Paris Todd.
Yeah, who's he?
Check her out.
Lee Whitwell. She's been named the beer drinking MVP of pickleball.
A delight.
You would like her.
Nice.
Shelby Bates. She's a fiery young player too.
She's fantastic.
Lots of fun with her. The guys probably. What would you say?
Ben Johns.
Yep.
The twins.
David Dobrik.
No, not him.
Okay, so that's good. David Dobrik isn't that good.
Yeah, him. If you have that connection, I definitely go that direction.
Got it. Okay, I thought he was pretty good.
Was Hunter?
You guys should go play. I think it would be a great video for you to go out on.
That's
the court.
Actually a very good idea.
That did Hunter.
Actually, I think we should come out there and teach you guys.
Yeah. Honestly, I have zero clue how to do it. So if you could, that'd be great.
Just don't make us look too bad.
Yeah.
You're in that dodgeball league, right? So you have that
kickball.
Under your belt.
Kickball.
Kickball. Yeah, there you go.
We're top ranked.
Would you be able to wear that golfing dress on the court? You think that could be a possibility?
That is a very big possibility. And I don't want to be
amazing distraction.
I was going to say.
We'll get you set up.
I have a very, very big ass, so I don't know if the dress is going to voluptuous.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very distracting.
We had an interview with Shelby, big asses.
Yeah, she liked big asses.
We gave her the choice. Big belly, big ass. She said ass.
All day long. So, and you know, that fabric's so stretchy that I think we could get your ass in it.
Make it happen.
I'll wear it.
We'll come out. You wear the dress. And we'll get it done. You guys will be on the circuit. You'll be in that next Can and Hand tournament before you know.
Yeah. Did Hunter play any sports growing up?
Oh, yeah. He was pretty good.
None of this is convincing.
He played basketball, baseball, football.
Okay.
Did a little wrestling. Yeah. I do have a picture of his singlet.
Didn't
at age 4 and 18.
We need to throw that out.
Yeah, send that over.
Yeah, send that over. We'll put it in this episode. That'd be great.
We'll do.
Wasn't he into figure skating for a while?
He did do a little skate from time to time, but that didn't pan out. Wasn't really his jam. Gymnastics. You know,
I love that.
The balance beam routine.
All the tea of Hunter.
I wish, my mom is great, but I wish I had you guys as well.
Yeah, way better.
Well, we agree.
Just
kidding,
Wade's
mom.
I don't want to get you upset. We don't think Mother's Day is just around the corner.
Yeah, yes, you're right.
Very true.
You're right.
Keep forgetting that.
I know, damn.
Well, thank you, ladies, very much for joining us. And
Thank you. Thank you for letting us drop in unexpected.
Of course. We'll make sure we get you ladies out here and teach us some pickleball.
Yes.
And we'll kick our asses,
yes,
please.
And please, where can they listen to your guys' podcast?
You can go to Pissed and Pickled, one word, on YouTube. Or you can go to any platform, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to anybody, Pissed and Pickled, and on Instagram, Pissed_and_Pickled.
I was so glad when I saw you ladies comment on the foul tip post and stuff. I was like, wait, this is Hunter's mom's Instagram podcast.
We love you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, we love you guys, and I think we're your biggest fans. So.
Yes, we are. Probably.
We appreciate it.
Amen. We need it.
Yeah.
We need it. Thank you, ladies, very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the pickleballing.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.
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 Dude, were we rizzing up Hunter's mom?
What are you talking about?
Were we rizzing?
I told her that I have a voluptuous ass.
Dude, I think we're rizzing his mom.
She was rizzing us up as well.
Yeah, she was rizzing.
I think those were maybe the coolest moms in, those were the, besides the, ours.
Yeah, I mean.
In California, I know. She did remind me Mother's Day is coming up.
I know,
up,
so thank God. We're fine.
Dude, we were so bad. So we're terrible kids.
Thank God, dude. She was. They were cool as shit.
Yeah, we had a. We were supposed to lead them in with a nice pickleball topic of Dude Perfect and everyone buying in like $5 million of pickleball. But they summed up pickleball beautifully for you,
dude,
guys.
And they knew their shit. Yeah. They fucking knew
and
about
we?
It.
Now we do.
Now we do. I feel more comfortable. I'm actually more open to the idea of playing pickleball now because of them. At Are first, you? I was like, you know, it's for old people. But seeing those beautiful young ladies into the sport, I'm all in, man.
Dude, they were. I'm pretty sure she was drinking a fat tire at like.
Yeah, what time is it?
It was like, well, for them, what, 3 hours, 12, 1, 2, 3? Yeah, it was like 3.
5 o'clock over.
Yeah, hey, cheers. They were hella cool. But I wanted to ask if Hunter was okay. I saw you on Instagram. He got in like a car accident.
Oh, he looked fine.
He wasn't there.
She's obviously okay if she's on a podcast,
yeah,
drinking
true.
Beer.
She wasn't there. Oh, I'd feel terrible.
Oh, yeah, I'd feel bad.
He's fine, though. Hunter's fine, I'm sure.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Do you think he really needed all the props that we were giving him? Like, do you think he's actually struggling?
No, dude. I think his mom's gaslighting us.
I can't believe she watches, like, all of his content.
Can't believe she watches all of our content.
I know. She was actually, like, a huge fan.
Yeah, she was talking about the time you made me a mom cry. I was like, oh, shit. She, like...
She knows.
I gotta be careful what I say.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything else about Hunter's mom?
Yeah, you guys are very beautiful ladies.
Beautiful ladies. Yeah. Voluptuous asses. Should I stop saying that?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I'm just going to kill
them. Well, I saw them waist up, so maybe they don't have voluptuous asses.
Dude, did you say my mom has a voluptuous ass?
Yeah, Hunter, I did. Fight me.
Yeah.
Are you going to come fly in from
will.
Texas?
You just love his mom.
Anyways, what should we get into now?
Speaking about Riz, tell me about this Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell situation.
You don't want to know that I was verified on Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to talk about it. I was verified on Snapchat.
Okay, and why do you still use Snapchat?
How fucking sick is that?
That's not sick at all.
Dude, get your crystals up, dude.
Crystals? What the fuck?
Get your crystals up.
Meth?
Yeah. I'm on crystal meth on Snapchat 24/7. Add me, Zach Piona, one word.
Don't shout yourself out.
I'm verified, bro.
How does it feel?
Feels really good.
That you got verified through one of my friends' email.
He's my friend as well.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
No, but Snapchat is still one of my favorite apps. I post the most amazing content of all time.
Right. And what do you post on
selfies.
Snapchat? Okay.
Cute. Hey, look at me.
Oh, you are verified.
I wasn't lying to you.
Okay.
I have a day countdown of how long I was verified. Oh, where's your account? What happened to you?
Oh, I'm not really on.
Is Cody Ko not verified? Flexler.
Sorry, buddy.
Dang, he's got a hot pick.
Yeah.
Anyways, I posted your day yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
Everyone thinks that's your kid.
That is my kid.
Oh,
that's my son.
I'm so sorry.
Don't make fun of myself.
He's a cute kid. Here's me on the way to work. But anyways, did you know that? Oh, I have my chemo stories on there. There's a
Wait,
so
we just where the hell would you do that?
You didn't know we were doing
what,
this.
When are you doing all of this?
I'm doing it right now.
What the hell? Stop.
I'm posting it.
Stop, please. Why do you still use Snapchat?
I just posted one. You guys can go ahead and check that one out. But anyways, I'm posting good, fresh, hot content.
For who?
For any ages. God. Anyways, on Snapchat for creators,
right.
So you can make money. They're called crystals.
Oh.
I didn't make up the name.
Okay,
but you could go on there and there's challenges.
Dude, you are unemployed. Oh my God, you're unemployed so hard.
And there's trending topics, hashtag siblings be like. There's hashtag stagecoach, draft picks, Pokemon cards.
And so how many crystals do you have to make like $100?
10.
10 crystals?
Yep. And look at this. Total prices. Okay, this is jokes aside. I think everyone listening knows that like Snapchat makes bank. Like
yeah.
Their creators make bank.
Yeah.
David Dobrik.
Right.
Is all I really know.
Those are David Dobrik and
yeah. But there's challenges that creators could do just by like going to a place and just posting that you're there.
What do you mean?
So this one's called Asian Owned Business. Hashtag Asian Owned Business. You can win $10,000. This is the description of the event. In celebration of Asian American PI Heritage Month.
I don't think you should do this.
Show and tell. Well, okay. I'm just reading this for you. I probably won't do it. And tell us about your favorite Asian, hashtag Asian owned business and use a location tag. Top performing snaps have a chance to win one of the following. First prize, $2,000.
$2,000?
$2,000. Second prize, $2,000. Third prize, $2,000. Fourth prize, $2,000. Fifth, one through five. Dude, F1 needs this. F1 racing needs prizes like this, dude. I'm sure Snapchat users are making more than F1 drivers.
Dude, let's go do it. Let's go.
I made that up.
That's not a real statistic. That's fake news.
But it's actually really sick. The lady was walking me through all this, and like, this is how the creators make all their money. So if you see me at a park, don't bother me. I'm working.
I'm trying to get my money up.
Here's a picture I just posted. Oh, it's not ready yet.
Leave it.
It's taking us.
I don't know if I can watch anymore of this.
But yeah, how cool is that?
Congrats.
I have a job.
Sure. Did you win any of the challenges yet?
I haven't done any of the challenges. I've been sick. I've been on my couch, just hashtag sick. Should we do some drama like Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell?
That's right.
Now we
can get into it.
This tea.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is, we skipped tea last week.
That's right. No tea last week.
This week, oh my sweet Lord.
Yeah, tell me about this tea you have.
Did you see this at all?
All I saw was pictures of Glenn Powell's smile. Everyone was just making fun of the way he smiled.
Okay, I did not see that.
You didn't see that?
No.
Look at his smile. Smiles like a freak, man.
That's a good smile.
That's not a good smile. That's...
Look at your camera and smile. Pair this up, Ricky. Whose smile is better? I'm going to go ahead and take a wild guess that the audience is going to say Glenn Powell is better. That is what... I don't know if it's a racist thing on my part, but Glenn Powell looks a lot better.
Don't race into it. He smiles with his lips. He smiles like a freak.
But I think your haircut and mustache combination actually is very sexy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Should I smile?
Yeah, go ahead.
Into my camera?
See your smile. Oh, jeez. No. Okay, look at this.
Okay, that one's bad. that one doesn't count.
No, that's real, bro. That's a real smile. That's
me
not,
next in line at the dispensary trying to act normal.
That's a real... Imagine you're taking...
Bro, those are like 18th century wooden teeth, George Washington... Esque.
These are pictures I see at the dentist's office.
Yeah, those are veneer, like yellow veneers. Sorry.
Yo, come to Columbia. We'll fix your teeth.
I'm being rude.
Damn.
He has too many teeth for his mouth. Hey, relatable. I get that comment all the time.
Yeah, your smile looks kind of like, actually smile? You guys look very similar, actually.
You said actually smile, and I don't know if that was a good one or not. Well, use the first one. But anyways, so Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, they have a movie coming out called Anyone But You.
Okay.
Okay. I had no clue that this movie was happening.
Right, me neither.
But now I do.
Okay.
Why? Because the drama that is happening from Hollywood, I'm pretty sure this storyline is pushed out from Hollywood. Like, yeah. So they did a lot of...
They're hiding it, you're saying?
No.
Oh.
The movie?
No, the drama.
No, God, okay. No. This okay, went okay. Viral. Bad, how did bad. I find out about this?
My bad.
No, so Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney, they did like a little media event or whatever for their movie. And Glenn Powell, this is the interview that I wanted to show you. Look at Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney, I had little notes. She's from Euphoria. Glenn Powell, I guess, is from CSI Miami. And Without a Trace, I guess, is his top shows.
I've never
Correct
seen
me in the comments if he has bigger stuff. But go ahead and play this. I want you to see if who's in the who in, okay. this clip.
The whole experience was absolutely incredible.
She's just... gazing at him.
We got to literally take over
no,
Australia.
No, she's just interviewing him.
This movie is the...
She's in the movie.
The tourism board of Australia just gave us carte blanche on anything we wanted in
truly,
the whole place. So
we could do anything. It was so much fun.
There was one day where we were literally...
Let's share,
took over the Sydney
Let's
opera.
Pause it.
Let's share one mic.
One
okay.
mic. And go ahead and interview me.
Zach, how does it feel to be verified on Snapchat?
I love Snapchat so much. I just see all the hot people on there. And
yeah.
But I think the hottest one is a guy by the name of Waleed Muhammad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had so much fun on Snapchat.
I love Snapchat. What'd you do this weekend?
What are you looking at my chest for? Hey, eyes are up here, bud.
I just wanted you to one more button.
The fuck, dude? No, I don't see any problem with this.
Okay, how about part two?
Part two?
Of a link.
There's more?
Oh, my sweet Lord. Do you think this is bad? If you're in a relationship.
Okay.
If you were doing this with a lady, Sydney Sweeney, for example.
Oh. This is for the movie or some shit? What?
He yeah, they're just from. They're just.
Is it Glenn Palmer too?
Do you want me? Can I bend you over?
No, don't bend me over like that. What? Are they shooting a scene or something?
No, they're just laughing.
This is how they hang out.
They're just hanging out. She just said something so funny.
Shit, Glenn.
And then this is how, you know how guys dap each other up.
Yeah,
this is
like, how. Ah, you bet you funny.
Hey, yeah, hey, I love your humor, bro. Dip you down. this is how guys should like compliment each other.
Why is she? What the hell?
This is completely normal.
This is not for the movie. It's not for nothing.
So, okay.
What is this?
This is part of their tour for the movie. But the thing is about this clip. Is the world only got, I'm pretty sure, like the 4 seconds of this clip.
Yeah, it's probably more.
And it looks hella staged.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, this is my part of like the Hollywood.
Dude, why is this V so fucking low? Holy shit.
Which V are you talking about?
I'm looking at him, man.
I'm looking at Sydney Sweeney's V.
I'm looking at him. Dude, that's a V-neck you get from H&M.
How are you not looking at Sydney Sweeney's deep V?
Well, I'm also looking at his slides, too.
All right, you're looking at the wrong.
Oh, sorry.
There's a girl in
there. Oh, whoa. Hello. Yabba, yabba.
Ooga. Just trying to act hella straight. Whoa.
Whoa. Yummy. Yummy.
Is that what the straight guys say?
Yeah, that's what they say, right? Yum. Lick my fingers.
Okay, anyways,
right.
I say it's a Hollywood ploy, and back to the relationship. So Sydney Sweeney is engaged. Glenn Powell, yeah, Glenn Powell was in a relationship with Gigi Paris.
Oh shit!
Gigi Paris ended up breaking up with Glenn Powell
because of this. No,
a day after all this drama happened, Gigi Paris has her Instagram post.
Yeah,
total badass. Know your worth and on to the next is her caption.
That's a sick line.
And she just does a 360 hot
turnaround. That's a sick caption.
You like that caption?
That's a sick caption.
Yeah? Does that motivate you?
Yeah, I'm going to use that for something.
What if she heard her caption?
I should have used that when I got...
Move in silence.
This emoji. I should have used this caption when I got laid off.
And done like a 360.
Yeah,
like...
I do a 360, flip off the camera.
Twirl your head around your hair.
Go like this to you.
Dip me down. Your next employer, you dip them down.
So isn't Sydney Sweeney, what about her, man? Is she pissed?
So Sydney Sweeney also went on a family vacation with Glenn Powell's family and posted it like a carousel, like with his cousins or nephews or whatever.
On Instagram.
I don't have links of it.
Sorry, can we pull this up real quick? I actually...
Do Sydney Sweeney Disneyland Glenn Powell family trip. So this is Glenn Powell.
Where's her man?
Not there.
Where is your man? Where is he?
He's not there, dude.
The Batman is coming out of me.
So Gigi Paris, Glenn Powell's girlfriend, seeing this, and she wasn't even invited?
That's a cruel world.
Gigi Paris wasn't even invited to the family trip.
It's a cruel world, man. Even the giraffes know. Dude, even the giraffes know that this is sus.
This is so
sus. This is sus.
You in trouble, Glenn Powell.
Zoom into the giraffe on the left.
You in trouble.
Bro, he knows, bro.
The other one wants to stay out. Yeah, the other one's like, hey, I'm out on this one.
He's awkward, dude. Dude, fuck.
That's...
For a movie?
All for a movie.
You think it's
and now everyone knows anything for you.
You think it's like they're
or
doing
anyone
it?
But you.
You think it's a marketing thing?
It's 110%. But the thing is, so I asked Tots.
Yeah.
I was like, if I was to get paid $25 million for a movie,
right?
Would you be okay with a storyline of me
on the internet,
flaunting it up with Sydney Sweeney, for example,
right?
And you get paid as well. Under the table,
right.
Hush money.
Yeah, cash.
Are you cool with me just going on camera, dipping Sydney Sweeney down, all this? She said, I would absolutely murder you.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay, I am not doing that. No romantic movies for me.
Think about it, though. If that actually happened.
I would die.
$1 million. Would you do it?
Just a mil?
Yeah. You would do it.
For my marriage?
Dude, you're talking about snap crystals, bro. You would do it. Stop lying to yourself.
For my beautiful wife, no price tag. No price tag. There's no snap crystals in the world that could make me do that.
400 snap crystals.
Done. Deal. All right. Can we talk about sports now?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Let's Warriors.
Warriors. Did you watch Game 7?
I did watch Game 7, and I'm very, very sad. Steph, as he always
Bay
does.
Bay Area team got knocked down. Your Sac State.
Oh, the
team.
Sac. Yeah.
The Sac.
The Sacs.
Dude, the Warriors. So the Warriors play. This episode's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Warriors Lakers. Start of a 7-game series. Two goats. Bye. Going, it would sound way better if I was.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, but two goats going at it. Steph, LeBron. There was a theory. Does Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, does he want the storyline of Lakers Warriors LeBron versus Curry, or does he want Kings. LeBron versus Kings?
He wants Curry versus LeBron, which I'm very excited for. That's like fun. Yeah. That's like to me.
I'm excited, dude. This series is gonna be absolutely
watching
amazing.
Curry versus LeBron play is like watching the last few episodes of an anime.
Like that is not relatable to me.
Yeah, it is. Oh, not to you. Because you're worried about snap crystals and shit. People will relate to that reference, all right?
Well, we'll see.
What I am bummed about is that we didn't get a chance to light the beam one more time.
Did you see Steph Curry
making fun of it?
He mocked it. He said, light this fucking beam, bitch.
Light this beam.
Just poke it.
That's one of these.
Light this nut. I can't say nuts.
No, sorry.
But he dropped 50. He looked at 50 Cent in the crowd and did the light the beam mockery.
Yeah.
I think Steph's the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT. He is
if
the GOAT.
If he beats LeBron and wins and goes on to win the championship,
he's the GOAT. Yeah.
You think
and
he's the GOAT?
Then he turns into the GOAT. GOAT title gets reclaimed, and then he becomes,
Steph Curry is the new refrowned GOAT. Love that.
I am very sad about the Kings.
A note from me to all you Kings fans.
Fuck it.
You guys were annoying as hell on Twitter, but it was fun while it lasted. It was a very good series, very even.
Yeah.
Honestly, like jokes aside, that was a very, very fun series to watch. And I think you guys are going to be very good. You guys are very young. You guys have a great future ahead of you. And I think we'll see you again next year.
Dude,
I think they'll be in it.
The tradition of lighting the beam is probably the best tradition in sports. All basketball teams. I don't know any other basketball team.
I don't even know another besides LeBron tossing up his fucking Coke that he throws up in the air.
I think it's such a cool fucking band. Like, we're going to light the fucking beam.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
But
also, when you have that kind of like cool thing happen and then you lose, you also deserve to get mocked.
Well, maybe they could put like a white one or like, ooh, we lost.
White flag.
Yeah.
Waving a white flag.
Raise the flag.
And then we also saw, so I went to Chili's.
Congratulations.
This is sports related. I went to Chili's after the Game 6 loss where the Warriors looked like absolute shit and I thought life was just ending. So I went to Chili's to turn my life
around. Yeah, to turn your life. That's where lives get turned around.
And during that Chili's date, the Lakers were absolutely beating the shit out of the Grizzlies.
So good.
Dude. And
that felt so
good. I was sitting there depressed in Chili's, eating my old timer, drinking my Diet Coke and all this good stuff. And Lakers fans just in the bar area filled to the brim, just cheering.
At Chili's.
And you know,
wasted.
You know the fucking meme of.
Come on, you got this. You're not that old.
Who's.
Come on.
We'll wait for this movie reference. Tom Hanks, when he's running, and then the captain.
Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump, and then the captain sitting at the bar with all the confetti raining down.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to pull that puppy up, that's an old reference.
I don't even know what to look up.
Forrest Gump, captain sitting at bar. And
okay, so you had Chili's and you watch the Grizzlies get crucified.
Yes.
Destroyed.
And I didn't know if to celebrate. Yeah, there he is, the third one. That was me at Chili's. You don't have to. People get it. Okay. Anyways, I was at Chili's looking like that, and I didn't know to celebrate. Do I hate the Grizzlies more?
We hate the Grizzlies.
But they were missing a lot of players.
No. Do not, Zach.
I don't know if the Lakers rightfully deserve to move on. Ja had an injured hand. Brandon Clark was injured. Steven Adams, your guys' maybe best morale captain player, injured.
Don't defend the Grizzlies. You're going to look so bad if you defend the Grizzlies.
Is Dylan Brooks that bad? Clickbait. Is Dylan Brooks actually the GOAT?
Yes. Good. Our views will go up.
No, Dylan Brooks,
you take so many
suck.
L's. Please do not defend the Grizzlies.
Dylan Brooks sucks.
Dude, he sucks so hard, and I am so happy. This should haunt him for the rest of his life, his whole career. He should have this storyline. Oh, and it feels so good. One, he got the 40 he wanted, right?
Yep, he got 20 and 20 versus LeBron.
Because Lakers got a 40-point lead, right?
Oh, is that really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He got exactly 40.
I didn't realize that. I thought you were talking about the 20 points, 20 rebounds that LeBron had.
Not only that, I am so happy they lost because we're also getting the best NBA TikTok edits. Where it's like John Morant, and he's like, I'm fine in the West. And then Dylan Brooks is like, I don't care. He's old. And the next shot is like LeBron waking up.
Coming out of the grave.
He's like so sick. which I'm very thankful for. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was very funny that he just left the media thing.
He did 3 games in a row of not talking to the media. And now he doesn't have an NBA contract.
Oh, so he's a free agent?
He's a free agent. Where do you think he's going to play?
Well, you know, a guy like Dylan Brooks.
Very good. Very goated.
Very good. I think he would be, oh my God. I think he'd be a great fit for the Shanghai Sharks.
Wow.
Yep.
On a 10-day contract only? For the Shanghai Sharks? Not even a full contract guarantee?
The jersey looks good on him.
It does look good. I like this. What's another team? Let's look up a Russian basketball team.
Yeah, Turkish basketball. BC Urquhart. That's also a good team. I bet on them before. Actually.
You have? Yes. I'm trying
not
to find
even gonna
one.
Lie, I bet it on them.
I'm trying to find. Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Waleed.
What? You don't like Turkish basketball? It's good.
I need that VPN. I'm trying to find one I can pronounce. BC Spartak St. Petersburg.
Okay, maybe don't.
Yeah, I don't want to upset Russian people. Arsenal Tula.
Okay.
I think that would be great for Dylan Brooks.
You know what's so funny? You know he's getting fined $25K for missing the media stuff?
Yep.
Good. I think he should get fined $25K and then another $50K for talking all that shit.
And
I think there should be a shit talking fine.
I think he should be a maid in LeBron James's house for the
Wearing a little skippy skirt.
LeBron, what do you need next, sir? I need you to fold my laundry, Dylan Brooks.
Can we look up guy and sexy maid outfit, please? Please, please, please. This is what I want Dylan Brooks.
You're that down bad, bro?
No, I just want to say, I think it's... Dylan Brooks, you need to wear this at LeBron's house. You need to do all the chores, all right? Now, you know who I do have a lot of...
LeBron. Dylan, I can't reach the very top of the cupboard up here. Would you mind grabbing me some nuts?
You know who I am? I actually have a lot of respect for even though he's like very problematic, is John Morant. Because he actually did the media stuff, and someone asked him the question, hey, you know that I'm fine in the West comment? And he goes, yeah, I said it.
I don't know.
At least he took the L.
Yeah, but John Morant, this whole...
Just like you. You take L's all the time to the face. That's why I have so much respect for you.
I do take a fuck ton of L's.
Every day is an L.
I take L's up the ass. It's no lube.
It's no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for you. It's L day, L day.
Look what I'm wearing. Look at me right now.
Can we pull up the John Morant?
I'm celebrating a first series win against the Kings.
Ja, you know the I'm fine in the West comment's going to get thrown back in your face at this point.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't care. I said it. You know, I deal with it, so...
Yeah, he ended up being less than fine.
Dude, he lost 2 games. It was 4-2.
Dude, he was jumping like crazy, too.
Yeah.
Woo! Like a fucking cartoon.
He's gonna get injured.
Yeah.
But there was other games that were happening.
Were they?
Yeah, there was.
I was only thinking about...
The Grizzlies losing?
The Grizzlies losing, yeah.
Dylan Brooks.
You know, that felt like... It felt like the high school bully. The fucking snarky high school bully finally got the fucking...
Do you want your bully to walk around your house in a maid costume?
No, my bullies were actually girls in high school. Did I ever tell you this?
No.
Dude, I had like bullies in like high school middle school actually, that would just beat me up. Like, and then I told my mom, I'd be like, hey mom, like, I think like I'm being bullied at school or whatever. They're like, oh no, they just like you. That's all. I'm like, mom, I'm getting fucking pinned down and my ass beat.
So sad.
I know, and they didn't like me.
You're 29 now. Do you think you can defend yourself?
No.
Yeah, you went from black Air Force Ones
to white. I've transitioned down.
Yes.
Yes, I'm peaceful.
Peace and blessings. There is quickly other games that are happening in the NBA playoffs. Giannis unfortunately lost as a first seed to the 8 seed Heat.
Sad.
And I said the Bucks would easily win. We don't need to pull up any clips. They've already seen it. Everyone's seen it. I took a fat L. They lost, and the Heat, Hemi Butler, dude, against the Knicks. I think the Knicks are, I think it's going to go 7. I'm just going to shut the fuck up. But I think the Heat, Knicks will go 7.
Okay, don't make predictions for the rest of.
I think the Knicks will still win and be okay.
Really? Dude, you cursed them. You cursed New York.
Dude, I cursed the Boston Bruins.
Oh, yeah. You also.
Dude, I said, Ricky, be nice to me. I said the Boston Bruins in episode whatever, that mini episodes, that the Boston Bruins were going to win it all. They're the best they had the best record in the history of the NHL, the most points scored in the history of the NHL.
Right.
And they lost.
Well, you know why? It wasn't because they played bad. It's because words came out of your goddamn mouth and you cursed them.
Glenn Powell smile.
Me after I curse every team in the league.
Yeah, you guys kind of blew it and I feel bad.
No, you blew it. You need to shut your damn mouth.
But the Oilers moved on.
Not anymore.
The Kraken moved on.
Those teams are guaranteed.
Toronto Maple Leafs moved on.
They're going to both lose because of you.
I think the Oilers will move on again.
Stop making predictions, please. For the love of God, you're cursing everybody.
Dude, the hockey playoffs have been very good. And I know we're dwindling down. We're just rambling off on sports topics. I watched F1. Good job, Checo. Good job.
What about Max Verstappen?
He got
won
second.
He's not him no more?
He's still first place in the points.
What about NFL draft? You see the draft?
Yeah. You just want to do voicemails?
Well, tell me about the draft.
The draft was just it. People are always like, we got a lot of questions like, oh, who do you think was the best team? And just fucking watch it. Watch the players. Watch them develop. Because you say, like, the Eagles, oh, they had the best draft. The Lions, oh, what the hell are they doing? What if the Lions turn out and win the Super Bowl, and then all your stupid takes that I would probably say out of my mouth of like, oh, the Eagles, you guys look so good, and then the Eagles end up being last place and first pick overall next year.
Fair enough.
So
fair enough.
Just shut the fuck up and watch the players.
I guess you are right, because even Brock Purdy, right?
Yeah, he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Called him Mr. Irrelevant, and he had a great season last year.
He took him all the way to the NFC Championship and died. Lost an arm. Just watch. NFL draft is so, like, yeah, it's cool to watch, but the predictions is just so stupid. Just watch the players.
Yeah, true enough.
What if Anthony Richardson of the Colts turns out to be, like, amazing, and he should have gone first overall, and then CJ Stroud
turns out
to be so stupid, and he probably should have studied in school.
You saying this all serious with the birthday cap to sign to your head? You sound ridiculous. You sound like a crazy person.
This is why we're the number one sports podcast in America.
Should we do voicemails?
Voicemails. Ricky, roll the clip.
Hi, Zach and Wally. This is Cheyenne. I'm from Philly.
Ooh.
I just wanted to ask the both of you what your walkout song for baseball would be. I'd be interested to hear it. I'm a big fan of the pod, and it's one of my favorites.
Thanks, Cheyenne.
So keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the NBA playoffs. It's been pretty exciting so far.
It
so
has, Cheyenne.
I'm looking forward to hearing your takes on the rest of the postseason.
I think, Cheyenne, I should shut my mouth with NBA playoff talk.
Yeah.
But if you play baseball.
What would my walkout song be? Either anything from Ice Spice. Any song that you ever made.
All the fans in the stadium would just drop down.
Or that one Nicki Minaj song. I forgot what it was called, but it goes, go to the beach, beach, hold it away. You know what I'm talking
about? They just play the whole song?
No, they play that part.
That's it?
Yeah, and my voice recording of it.
That? What you just said?
Yeah.
Let's go to the beach? Beach, let's go get away.
What about you?
I would play Cotton Eye Joe. I think.
People would be pissed, bro.
Or Steal My Sunshine.
Steal My Sunshine would be. That would get people hyped.
Did you see that it's in a new show with the guy from Falcon, Captain Falcon?
Is that a show or a movie?
I think it's a show.
You ever played Twisted Metal?
No.
L. I think it's a show too, but it's, it looks good. You ever play Twisted Metal? Bro, it was like GTA before GTA. You could like have an ice cream truck with guns
What's
shooting
GTA?
Out.
Yeah. God, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I can't.
All right, voicemail numero dos, por favor.
Hi, happy birthday, Wally.
Thank you.
I just wanted to leave a message because I do love watching your podcast. I don't give any shits about sports. I just think you guys are fun to watch. So thanks for teaching me about baseball and, like, the Kobe Bryant beef. No, not Kobe Bryant. Oh, my God.
Wow.
See, I don't know shit about sports. Anyways, LC. I just love watching the podcast. I'll give it 5 stars for life.
Thank
Even
you.
Though I don't know what you're talking about half the time. Happy birthday.
Thank you for the birthday wish. And, hey, listen, I agree sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your birthday wish?
I'm not going to tell you, but that's the whole point. You don't tell people the birthday wish or it ruins the wish.
I think, you know, the last few episodes, we've done a lot of non-sports talking, you know, and...
What does this have to do with my birthday wish?
I don't know. I'm just talking. I'm just saying, what if, you know, we just did more sports?
How about we play another voicemail?
What if we talked more sports?
I don't want to get you on a tangent here.
And we just did 100%.
Hey, shh.
Dip me, Wally. Dip me. Voicemail numero tres.
Hey, guys. It's Chase. Happy birthday, Wally, and congratulations on your Snapchat verification, Zach. Looking forward to the exciting content on there.
It's already out there.
Let me know what you guys think about the upcoming Lakers-Warriors games. I don't have any skin in the game, but I'm moving here soon. Maybe I'll have to get some skin in the game, moving to Washington. So have a good day, guys.
I'm very excited. Again, I feel like it's watching the last few moments of a anime fight with LeBron and Steph Curry, which I'm very, very excited for. Who else? Do you think Klay and AD are like the, like they would like compare them with each other? You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, like pair off. Yeah. Which roster is better?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. AD is probably the second best player in the Lakers, so okay. I guess Klay is the second best player on the Warriors. So
and
yeah.
Who's
I guess
the Draymond version of for the Lakers?
Rui. Well, Rui's a scorer. That was an L take by me. I don't know. Do they have like a Vanderbilt, I guess? He's kind of like the defensive kind of guy.
I guess if Pat Beverly was still on.
Nice.
That would be good.
I wish he was still in the playoffs.
No, I think the reason why they got to the fucking playoffs is because
of Pat Bev?
No, because they got rid of him.
Oh, the Lakers got him. I was thinking of the Bulls.
Oh, no.
Well, anyways, we'll be there. Are we going to buy the tickets Saturday?
We are going to buy the tickets Saturday. I'm very excited.
It was my birthday present. My actual one, not the Sacramento.
Oh, I actually like the map.
Are you going to hang it up?
Yeah. In my fucking garbage. Fuck the Bay.
Well, sign us off. I'll get you a nice cupcake.
Can you move without the chocolate?
So you
the white one, yeah.
Okay.
No, the other one. The one right there. Oh. Yeah, right there.
You like the kid.
Yeah, I like the kid.
Happy birthday.
All right,
Wally.
Thank you, guys. And, hey, thank you for listening to this episode, the big G-Day episode of Foul Tip.
B-Day.
B-Day. Again, if you want these episodes ad-free, tmgstudios.tv. Cheers.
Cheers.
And, guys, be sure to hop on the Discord. Can we hop on the Foul Tip Twitter real quick?
Did you tweet that the other day, or is that Jeeves?
I think it was Jeevo.
Oh, okay, yeah, that wasn't me.
There you go. Look how much fun we have in the Discord.
This is the group chat getting leaked, bro. who tweeted this? This is not me.
Keep going.
See, I didn't want that out there. Anyways, join the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. We missed out the last few days. We've been busy. Waleed's birthday week is...
B-Day week. You know,
we did gym subathon. Mm-hmm. That was on Friday. But we had a busy week.
Be sure to...
Jesus Christ, guys. I don't think anyone wanted this out there.
It's the picture of my dog. I'm so wet. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And listen, be sure to like, comment,
please,
and leave 5 stars wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to check out Pissed and Pickled.
Oh, yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.